So this morning we'll meet and practice down in the dining room for our seeing drawing practice. And our subject this morning will be ourself. So either your foot or your hand. And some of you may have the question coming up, and maybe with a little bit of anxiety, or maybe more than a little bit of anxiety. Well, how do I switch from drawing tree bark or leaves or peppers or scallions to a person or part of a person, this person? Well, the fact of the matter is you don't switch. You're not switching. It's the same. This practice that we've been doing is not a how to draw a pepper or a scallion or tree bark or a flower or a mushroom or a foot or a hand. So you begin with the same process, the same ways that you've been doing all along. And very, very important with our foot or hand exploration, investigation, and drawing is that you do the dry run gesture of your foot or your hand, as if it were a pepper or a scallion or a mushroom or a tree bark. We've been practicing and learning to develop and cultivate and trust the eye-hand coordination or eye-hand reflex. And so what we'll do this morning for the first portion of our practice down in the dining room is going through all the steps. Very important, as I've already said, the dry run. And then you'll scribble down, so to say, your foot or your hand. And for the first portion, and I'll ring a bell when we're done with this first portion, you will keep your eyes riveted on your foot or your hand. So you will not look at the paper. You'll just be looking intently with great connection and interest at your hand or your foot. And scribbling down the shapes, the angles, the folds, the hills, the valleys, and don't worry about the proportions. Don't worry about likeness. Don't get tight with it. When I say scribble, I mean loose, you know, loose, over and over and over and over again, many times, maybe many pieces of paper. And as I've said, I have lots of paper if you need more. And as you're scribbling this down, as your attention and your eyes are riveted on your foot or your hand, your bare foot, not a foot with socks on, you can note or label, as it's sometimes called, toe, nail, knuckle, finger, thumb, just as you're doing it quickly. And again, doing it over and over, over and over. And not little on a big piece of paper. Big. About the size of your hand or your foot. So you'll use quite a few pieces of paper. The proportions, we could say, will take care of themselves, provided you do many, many scribbles. And again, never, don't skip the dry run. This gesture, bringing it into your whole being. Allowing the eye, the heart, the hand, to become more and more interrelated and trust developing in this process, this eye-hand coordination or reflex. So if you've ever had instructions about how to draw anything, a dog, a foot, a hand, a body, an apple, a bowl, drop them, forget them, let them go. Can you draw from life? And we have been drawing from life all these days. Can you continue to draw from life without being confused by instructions? Friedrich Frank says that if you practice your scales on the piano, for instance, over and over and over and over and over and over again, it leads to playing concertos. So we're practicing our scales, leading to playing the concerto of the foot, concerto of the hand. And as art therapist Nina Ross says, what I read earlier is, it's allowing yourself to fall in love, into connection, into appreciation with life, represented by your foot, your hand, in this case. And this is teaching us something, even though it's your foot or your hand. Non-personal love. Becoming bigger than who you might think you are as we continue our practice. So we'll meet down in the dining room.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.